You gotta be careful around sharp objects, man. It could turn south. Hey, I'm Blake, Mr. Tailgate Talk. So, Sammy is the bull, which is he's the farthest one over there. He's a big boy. Well, they're getting a little violent. Sammy's got a pretty good wound on his face. If you know anything about cows, you know that they like to scratch. They like to rub on stuff. They like to rub on the, posts. They like to rub on trees. They like to rub on the corners of barns. Anything they can find to rub on, they're always rubbing. Well, Sammy, my bull, rubbed on a piece of sheet metal a little while back. And I came out and realized that he had a pretty good wound. Did a little plastic surgery on himself. Had a pretty good wound over his eye. And that attempt to relieve an itchy forehead turned into a massive ouch for him. It's pretty deep gash that he had. And it resulted in him having to have some antibiotics and a tetanus shot and, and having to be cleaned out and all that. Turned into a little bit of an ordeal. It's just kind of a reminder of the fact that the little itches and urges that we sometimes have in life could be disastrous if they're not handled. 1 Peter 5:8 says that the devil walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Now, there's a couple of things that we can take away from that. The first one is he's always looking for someone to destroy. Now, that's important to remember. He's always looking for someone to destroy. So we've always got to be on guard. If we ever let our guard down, the enemy can seek to pounce. That's important. The second thing to remember, he's an imposter. He walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But we've got to remember, our king is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Remember that. Our king is the lion. And so we don't have to be afraid of the enemy because our king is the real lion. It's interesting, isn't it? So today, can I just remind you, don't let your guard down. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Don't let your guard down. Because the enemy knows where your weak spots are. He knows where the weak links in your chain are. And he's going to pounce. Remember, that little itch can turn into disaster if you let your guard down. Hey, thank you for joining me today. Until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. And can't wait to see where we're going to drop the tailgate next time and have a chat. Until then, I love you, and we'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.